Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
At CDW, we get that today your office can be anywhere.
So true. My sales team is on the road year-round.
Well, CDW can assess your needs and implement a mobility solution using the Microsoft Surface Pro LTE. With secure wireless connectivity configured so your team can succeed from the road or the office.
I'm not sure they can even find the office anymore.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it. Find out more at cdw.com/surface.
Well, one quarter down, time for the Geico 15-minute review. Great news, quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Cowboys with 119 total yards, 56 for the Bills. 7-0 is our score. Dallas with the lead, and Dallas facing fourth down and short. Had the punting unit on the field as we went to the quarter break, but the offense has come back out. So they're looking at fourth and one from their own 19, Danny White.
Yeah, this is a gutsy call right here. If they indeed are going for it, this may just be a hard count attempt.
Prescott will take it on the quarterback keeper, falls forward across the 20.
Yep.
And, you know, look, it's no secret how hot the seat is under Jason Garrett, because Jerry Jones essentially said as much on Monday following their loss Sunday. So if you believe you have the best rushing attack, the best offensive line, you're playing at home.
Yeah, and there's different kinds of hot. I mean, I think the heat, Kevin, was directed in the way that they were not being aggressive enough. I think you're exactly right, and that precipitated perhaps that call.
Prescott under center, drops it short to Elliott between the hash marks. He's quickly engulfed by multiple Buffalo defenders. Managed to make the catch, turn, fall forward for three. It was Tremaine Edmonds there, the middle linebacker, who makes the tackle.
Elliott comes into the game as the fifth leading receiver for the Cowboys with 32 receptions, one touchdown. Very effective receiver coming out of the backfield.
Zeke went for 126 scrimmage yards last week. Prescott on a quick slant route, completes it to the 30, 35, racing up to the 40. Amari Cooper drags the defender with him as he falls to the 41-yard line. Micah Hyde, the free safety, but already Cooper becoming an integral factor in this one today as he walks off the field following the 17-yard catch.
Well, Tre'Davious White covering him, and he's still got a good step of separation. That it makes that throw so much easier for the quarterback when he can see daylight between the receiver and the DB.
Toss play coming left. Elliott tried to cut it back, but the Bills had support on the backside there. They'll drop him. Shaq Lawson off the edge makes a tackle. It'll be a loss of four. So sets up second and long.
Now this Bills defense is stout. Now they're third in the league in scoring, only giving up 15.7 points per game, and only 14 second in the league in the last 3 weeks.
Yeah, number three defense overall. Shotgun snap here to Prescott, looking right, throwing that direction. That one got hit at the line of scrimmage. Couldn't quite tell who was able to get a hand on it. May have been the defensive tackle Oliver.
That's twice now. Yeah, that's twice we've seen the Bills, and they're obviously coached very well. This is something when you know you're not going to get to the quarterback, and as you're rushing, you're watching, looking through the guy that's blocking you to the quarterback, he winds up, you stop and jump and get your hands up. And that's twice tonight now that they've knocked balls down at the line of scrimmage.
Shotgun snap to Prescott, moves to his right, now steps up into the pocket, throws far side to Witten, catching at the 41, stiff arm at the 45. And then hammered down there by multiple defenders. And the Cowboys well short of the first down marker. They pick up eight. But facing fourth and long now, will be forced to punt it away. But did manage to get some of that field position back.
Well, the last three possessions, Kevin, teams have gone from deep in their own territory out to midfield and then punted. And here we go again. Cowboys and Chris Jones, one of the better punters at putting the ball inside the 20.
Here Jones got a beauty last time. Andre Roberts back deep to receive. Wobbling punt. Roberts moving up at the 15. Makes the fair catch there. 40 yards on the punt, nothing on the return. 11:47 to go in the first half here from sold-out AT&T Stadium on this Thanksgiving Day matchup. Cowboys leading the Bills, 7-0. Timeout on the field. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Most RVers in December are heading south, but not Adrian. She's heading for Harmony State Park in Indiana. New Harmony is one of those places that was out of the way 100 years ago and is still out of the way. Sunday night it rains for 14 hours. Monday she calls. It's cold here and the campground is flooded. I better leave. The snow has begun. The wind is blowing at 40 miles an hour and the wind chill is minus 10. She calls from a rest stop. The motorhome is warm, but there's nobody on the highway. Gee, I wonder why. About 7:05 on the longest day, the four winds creeps down our narrow, snow-covered street. Adrian backs into Grandma's drive and just sits in the driver's seat, bleeding off the adrenaline. Grandma has been an RVer since the 1950s, so the two veterans talk as though the adventure was just another trip. As for me, I was glad the ordeal was over, and I didn't even go. RVs create memories, some more vivid than others. See what it's all about at Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Your high school student is much more than a test score at Greenville University. Greenville University, a Christ-centered institution, values character and service just like the employers who hire their graduates. Greenville University's Panther Preferred Scholarship awards up to $18,000 annually for students of character and service. No minimum test scores, no minimum GPA, Panther Preferred, the scholarship that recognizes students of character. Apply at greenville.edu.
Ready for a party? Host your holiday party at Hot Shots this season and let them take care of all the work. Book now to enjoy great specials and pricing on food and drinks, along with dedicated Hot Shots servers so you can concentrate on having a good time. Simply visit HotShotsNet.com to book your party date for free, and Hot Shots will handle it from there. Also, don't forget that Hot Shots gift cards make great stocking stuffers. Everyone likes when Santa brings chicken wings and cold beer. Pick yours up in store or at HotShotsNet.com.
Alongside Danny White, I'm Kevin Ray. Jerry Recco back in our Progressive Insurance studio. Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Cowboys leading the Bills 7-0. Here it's sold out AT&T Stadium. 243rd consecutive sellout. That goes back to the Texas Stadium days. 89th consecutive sellout here at AT&T. Josh Allen and the Bills with the football, working left to right. Devin Singletary, the rookie, flanked to his right. Shotgun snap to Allen, looking down the field. Fires on the far side of the numbers near the 30. And a nice catch made right there. Bottled up by Byron Jones, 14 yards on the connection.
That's a great throw.
Yeah, John Brown.
Allen gets that ball out quickly.
Brown came in with 58 receptions. Had a terrific early campaign with the Arizona Cardinals first couple of years, then tailed off. Here's a give to Singletary, breaking to the 45, 40, 35, and cuts it back to the far boundary. Still upright, tangling with multiple defenders as he takes it into Dallas territory. And all the way down to the Dallas 45-yard line, a 26-yard burst from Singletary before the safety, Darian Thompson, there to trip him up. But, boy, you can see the speed from Devin Singletary looked very similar to that of Tony Pollard.
Yeah, nothing fancy, just a slant right off left tackle.
Singletary will get it again. This time doesn't find the operating room as Jalen Smith there to cut him down.
Same play.
Well, you figure, why not? You get 26 once, even if you get half of it.
Yeah, Singletary is really evolving into just a solid kind of a second back, you know, and to Frank Gore. And
well, a nice 1-2 punch.
Really nice.
For this
similar
offense.
To what the Cowboys have.
He stays in a game, set to the left of Allen. Two wide out here to the near side. Allen working out of the shotgun. Takes the shotgun, snap number size, sets and throws to his left. Completes it to his big tight end. That's Dawson Knox, who delivers a stiff arm to the oncoming Dallas defender, Darian Thompson, who is able to push him to the far sideline, but not before a 9-yard pickup.
Yeah, Knox almost a wide receiver type. I mean, he averaging 13.2 yards per catch. And Bills right back to the line of scrimmage, run a quarterback sneak for, I think they got the first down.
Yeah, quick.
It's close.
Well, they've tried to work with some tempo pretty consistently here today.
Yeah, they started the game just running plays just as fast as they could.
They'll give him the first down on the quarterback keeper by Allen. So first and 10 in Dallas territory at the Cowboys 35. Ball spotted on the far side hash. Single back set, play action. Allen stepping up. Big hole left side as he's going to tuck and run at the 30, angling toward the first down marker. Drug down from behind. And that was Xavier Woods. But you can see, again, with Josh Allen, the kind of pressure he puts on defenses. Coming in, he's currently second among quarterbacks in total carries, just behind Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, and a great job that time by Devin Singletary. He saves his quarterback on the blitz, then gets up and runs down the field and gets another block.
No, second and a yard to go. One of those free play scenarios. Here's a give to Singletary, and Singletary immediately tripped up. That was DeMarcus Lawrence, who shot off the edge like he was in the 100-meter dash and got a hand on Singletary, limit him to a yard on the carry, but just enough for the Buffalo first down.
Yep, back at the line of scrimmage.
Empty set. Five wide, three here to the near side. Singletary outside the numbers on the far side. Allen standing at the Cowboys 30. Looking right. Running and throwing to his right. Complete to Beasley at the 10. And Cole Beasley in familiar territory, but wearing different colors, with the touchdown. 25 yards, Allen to Beasley for the score.
And again, Kevin, that's all Josh Allen. Just a great job stepping up in the pocket. He really could have run the ball. There was nobody in front of him, but he keeps his eyes downfield, finds Beasley in a scramble, kind of a drill, getting open as only Cole Beasley can do. He's so quick and so good at changing direction, and hits him right in stride. He just runs right in the end zone.
Fifth touchdown catch of the season for Beasley, 28th of his career. And the undrafted former Cowboy out of Little Elm High School, just about 35 miles north of Dallas. And you knew that he was itching to get into the end zone today, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, saying all the right things, how happy he was in Buffalo. How can you go from Dallas, Texas to Buffalo, New York and be happy? But he is. Of course, the winter hasn't really set in yet either. You get a little taste of that Western New York nor'easters. But he is a quality slot receiver.
Here's the point after. Snap down, kick on its way, and it is good. And with 8:01 to play here in the first half, we're all tied up. Dallas 7, Buffalo 7. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Never find another like me. With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at taylorswift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
NFL fans, go to NFLShop.com for a special holiday offer today. NFL Shop is the ideal place to get all the latest officially licensed NFL gear. Choose from the largest assortment for all 32 teams anywhere. NFLShop.com is your source for the best selection of officially licensed NFL products, from jerseys, apparel, hats, collectibles, and more. Shop now and get a special holiday offer at NFLShop.com today.
Make Kohl's Black Friday your first stop. Get $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. And incredible Black Friday doorbusters. Stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Or shop Kohl's.com all day Thursday. Plus, take an extra 15% off. Kohl's Black Friday. Don't miss it.
Doorbusters valid Thursday, November 28th. While supplies last or until 1 p.m. Friday. 15% offer valid November 25th to 29th with promo code BANKS. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Geico presents... Oh, not again. Another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Be sure to stay tuned as later in the broadcast we'll name the Geico Drive of the Game. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Well, Bills engineer, an 8-play, 85-yard scoring drive. Time of it takes 3:46. And Cole Beasley, the former Cowboy, on the receiving end of a 25-yard strike from Josh Allen. And we are all tied up 7 apiece here at AT&T Stadium. That kick is banked to the back of the end zone. Josh Allen, that is his 16th touchdown pass of the season. And Danny, he has been on fire over the last 7 games. 13 touchdown passes to just 2 interceptions.
Yeah, he's just having a good solid year. He's not at the top of the charts, but you know, 18th in completions, 13th in attempts. He's 24th in passer rating, 86, but not bad for a young guy. He's just getting better.
Tony Pollard in the backfield. He'll take the handoff, and Pollard able to escape the first Buffalo defender, would have dropped him for a 2-yard loss. Instead, he's able to power forward for a pickup of 3 before he's grabbed there by Trent Murphy, former Washington Redskin. Played collegially at Stanford.
Dak Prescott still over 100 in quarterback rating coming into this game. 10th in the league, 100.8. Dak having a solid year. Moving into that elite class.
Play action as he rolls to his right, completes it immediately to Blake Jarwin, and Jarwin met right at the line of scrimmage as Jordan Poyer had him all the way. And that's a play that the Cowboys have had a great deal of success with, that little bootleg rolling to his right, but it was as if Poyer was in the Cowboys huddle that time.
Well, what he does is he fights through all that traffic. That's really a rub route. Jarwin comes from the other side of the formation out into the flat. And Poyer fights through it all and right there to make the tackle.
3rd and 8, shotgun snap to Prescott. Winds up, throws, comes near side to Tavon Austin, who fights off the defender. And in doing so, able to step back, secure the football for a 10-yard reception and a Dallas first down. Great job there by Austin, because Kevin Johnson was all over him.
Well, and he's all over him because the ball's a little bit late. And this is the one thing that Dak needs to continue to work on. Those timing routes, the hooks, the sidelines, the slants, the ball needs to be in the air before he makes his break. That time Austin had to wait for the ball, and the whole time the defender is closing.
This is the 9th reception of the season for Austin as the Cowboys keep it on the ground. Pyle continues to move, but doesn't go anywhere, but left and right, east and west, is Pollard grabbed there by Ed Oliver. 5:57 and counting to play in this first half, tied 7-7.
And you know, coming into this game, Kevin, I just kind of had the feeling that the Cowboys, after that frustrating defeat, after all the things that have happened during the week, coming into this game, I thought they would dominate this game. I really did. That has not happened.
Shotgun snap here on 2nd and 10. Prescott pressured, throws, and it's going to be picked off at the 30-yard line. Prescott got hammered as soon as he threw the football, and Star Lotulelei comes up with the improbable interception.
Well, it's a screen pass to Tony Pollard, and Prescott's got to know that those blockers are going to be turning their guys loose. The problem is they turned them loose so fast, they got right into Dak's face as he's throwing the ball, and he ends up throwing the ball right into the lap.
Really on the field is the interception. The runner's down by contact at the 29-yard line. First down, Buffalo.
Yeah, Star Lotulelei just happened to be in the right place at the right time. And, boy, the Buffalo Bills defense saw that coming all the way. Hard rush on Prescott. And at the same time, they're out there covering the screen. Even if he had completed it to Pollard, it would have been for
anywhere.
A loss.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a play by the big 310-pound defensive tackle.
Quite a catch. Hits him in the hand, but from about 3 yards away.
So Josh Allen and the Bills offense back on the field. Allen on the keeper.
Yeah, just a read option and doesn't go anywhere. That was a dud of a play. He fakes the handoff, keeps the ball, and tries to go around the right end, and there's just no place to run. Good job by the Cowboys defense. Bills continue to run a tempo offense.
That interception, by the way, the first of the career in 7 years for Lotulelei. Shotgun snap here to Allen, looking to his right. Pocket begins to break down, steps up, penalty flag thrown. And Allen walking right into a bear trap. Christian Covington put the clamps on him. It'll be a loss of 5. And may get a hold here. Bill Vinovich, our referee today, and that is indeed the call.
Well, you take this penalty or you leave him at third and long. Might take him out of field goal range.
Yeah, you give him the extra down.
Holding. Offense number 73. Penalty declined. Result of the play, third down.
Yeah, so he'll take the 5-yard loss.
Yep.
Brings up third and 12 at the Dallas 32. Big sequence here for both units.
Yeah, big play. See if Buffalo wants to try to get at least stay in field goal range. It would be about a 50-yarder from right here.
Allen up directing traffic. Singletary in the backfield, set to his left. Too wide, far side. Allen's shotgun snap. Winds up taking a deep shot, far sideline. Pass batted up in the air and nearly picked off. Xavier Woods made an attempt to grab it. It was Robert Foster, the intended receiver, but Byron Jones back there to knock it away. And so the Cowboys defense with the hold and sets up the long field goal attempt here for the Bills with 4.5 to go in this first half, tied 7-7.
Yeah, great coverage on that play by Byron Jones. Almost made that interception, tipped it up in the air, as you said, and Woods came across from his safety position, almost picked it off.
Steven Hauschka on, season long, 51. This one will be from 50. Spotted on the near side hash. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick on its way, and it is no good. Wide right. Cowboys with the football. 4:25 to go, first half. Cowboys 7, Bills 7. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
At CDW, we get modern servers need to be flexible.
Flexible, scalable, and predictable. I predicted you'd say that.
Okay, what would I say next?
Probably something about server security.
Impressive and freaky. CDW can implement secure Hewlett-Packard Enterprise Gen 10 servers that improve speed and performance while reducing costs.
See, predictable.
IT orchestration by CDW. People who get it.
I predict a web address.
CDW.com/HPE.
I'm in your mind, man.
For a play-by-play of State Farm's new mobile app features, here's Pro QB and State Farm spokesplayer Aaron Rodgers.
Got any more football puns?
Yards of them.
Well, I'm using the app on my smartwatch.
So the app notifies you if there's a bill or claim update?
Yeah, just like my agent is right there on my wrist.
Is that your agent?
Actually, just a reminder to stand up.
Circulation. Human agents teamed with human first tech. Talk to an agent or visit statefarm.com today.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
I'm Jerry Recco inside of Progressive Insurance Studios in New York. Earlier today, the Bears beat the Lions 24-20. Three touchdown passes on the day for Mitchell Trubisky. The go-ahead score to David Montgomery. For the Lions, David Blough started. He threw for 280, two scores, and a pick. Coming up later, you've got the Saints and the Falcons. New Orleans, with a win, will clinch the NFC South rematch from a few weeks ago, where Atlanta won in the Superdome 26-9. Now back to Kevin Ray and Danny White.
Thank you, Jerry. 4:25 to play here in the first half from AT&T Stadium. A cold, rainy day outside. 46 degrees at kickoff. But we have got the climate-controlled environment here of AT&T Stadium. 7-7 our score. Cowboys with their best starting field position. They'll begin from their own 40, working right to left. They've got the home white jerseys with the blue numbers. Silver-green pants.
Just a huge stop right there by the Cowboys defense.
Now, Hauschka missing the 50-yard field goal. He'll give it to Elliott. Elliott bangs his way that left side and grinds it ahead for 4 yards on the carry. Matt Milano, the strong side linebacker there out of Boston College, on the tackle. And looks like we've got an injured, maybe a couple injured players. Both training staffs making their way out onto the field.
Well, that's what you call responding to a challenge. Talking about the Cowboys' defense, not only do they keep the Bills from putting any points on the board after the turnover, but they get the Cowboys the ball back now with just over four minutes to go in the half, and just a huge part of the game here, with chance for the Cowboys take a lot, some time off the clock and end up scoring if they can, go to the halftime with a lead. Of course, Buffalo gets the ball to start the second half, but boy, this is a big drive right here for the Cowboys, for both teams.
Connor Williams, the injured Cowboys player, first action back for Connor. He'd been sidelined last 3 weeks after having that knee procedure and walking off with the assistants and kind of favoring that right knee. So Xavier Suofilo moves in to that left guard position next to the six-time Pro Bowl left tackle, Tyron Smith. Shotgun set here for Dak Prescott. Takes a snap, quick throw near side to Amari Cooper, who catches right at the yard marker. Two steps forward after the catch, 7 yards on the pickup. First down, Dallas.
Yeah, Cooper just crosses the backfield and just runs an out route, 5 yard out route on the left side. Pretty simple throw and catch.
Yeah, with Levi Wallace, one corner out of Alabama, giving him plenty of respect. Jermaine Olawale motioning back into the backfield as Prescott working from under center. Play action, deep drop here. Has time, pressure backside, ball stripped out of his hands. It's loose, scooped up at the 45 by the Buffalo Bills. And then on the return, crossing into Dallas territory, down to the 40. It looked like Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle, was able to get a hand on it as the pocket began to deteriorate, and Trent Murphy scoops up the fumble. So back-to-back turnovers for this Dallas offense. An interception and now a fumble.
Well, what a great move by Oliver. Man, he wraps around.
He got inside on Xavier Suofilo, who just came in
the game.
Timeout on the field. 3:20 to go here in the first half. We're tied 7-7. Buffalo with the football when we come back. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Napa Know How. Just in time for the holidays, select Craftsman tools are now available at Napa. Celebrate with a Craftsman 20-volt cordless impact wrench kit for just $149.99. It's the perfect gift for everyone in your list, even you. So get great savings on select Craftsman tools, now available at your local Napa store. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 12/31/19.
To demonstrate State Farm Mobile App's new voice-activated features, we bring you Pro QB and State Farm brand icon, Aaron Rodgers.
Thanks, enthusiastic voiceover.
Take it away.
Well, you can tell it stuff, like, show me my bill.
Here is your bill.
There you have it. Thanks, Aaron.
You don't want me to talk about how I can pull up my insurance card or call my agent?
Ooh, we are out of time.
Well, I just did.
What a pro. Voice-activated help from the State Farm mobile app. Talk to an agent or visit statefarm.com today.
Dickies Workwear celebrates those who make what they love any chance they get. We make clothes for people who get after it day in, day out. Who make their own hours because they've made their own paths. And clock out when the job is done, not when the day is done. Dickies, yours to make. Head to dickies.com for our newest innovations in comfort and durability.
The crown jewel of the NFL's 100th season, Rich Eisen, Chris Collinsworth, and Bill Belichick reveal the NFL 100 all-time team Fridays at 8 Eastern on NFL Network. To learn more, go to NFL.com/all-time team. Well, Danny, the old turnover bug biting the Cowboys once again. It did last week. Block punt, an interception, and today, interception and a fumble. Cowboys are now -4 in the turnover margin. Bills with those two turnovers +2. Allen and company threatening to take a lead with the score. Keep it on the ground here to get to Singletary. Flag thrown, and Singletary immediately swallowed up. That was Robert Quinn who met him off the edge. That'll be a 2-yard loss.
Offense number 73. 10-yard penalty. Repeat first down.
And whistled against Deion Dawkins, the left tackle.
Yeah, just as soon as you see the Cowboy defense go out and do a stellar job on a quick change of possession, Cowboys offense gives it right back to them.
Yes, the Buffalo Bills defense came in with 33 sacks. They have been at the feet and around Dak Prescott much of the afternoon. Shotgun snap here to Allen on first and 20. Steps up. Slings it far side, passes just off the mark. Darian Thompson back there defending. And a nice job as he tried to get it into the hands of the 6'4" tight end, Dawson Knox. Talented rookie out of Ole Miss, a third round pick.
Yeah, it's a back shoulder throw, and just a great job at the end of that play by Darian Thompson getting that ball out, because it was a perfect throw.
Singletary in the backfield. We've seen him much more today than we have Gore. Three wide here to the near side. Single receiver slot to the left. Shotgun snap to Allen. Allen looking across the middle. All kinds of time. Fires it deep across the middle. On the catch, it's Cole Beasley who catches it at the Dallas 31. He'll be about a yard short of the first down. 18 yards on the reception there from Beasley.
Well, that's a big play. Not only does it get him down a yard from the first down, quarterback sneak.
Allen up to the line of scrimmage, falls forward. And based on this mark, I think he's going to be just short.
Yeah.
But Danny, he had all day back there to throw that earlier completion to Beasley.
And going for it again. Back at the line of scrimmage.
Third and a yard. Allen bobbles the football. It's loose on the turf. And I believe,
he picked the ball up and reaches out over the top of the pile. And I believe he's got the first down.
Wow, wrestling with Byron Jones. And Allen comes up off the turf. And with a fist pump to the air. But the question
is,
this
is considered a backwards pass. Therefore, anyone can recover it. Number 17 recovered the ball and gained a first down.
Well, the question was it down? Did anybody have control of it on the ground? Because it was down there for a long time. Seemed like forever. It was actually probably 2 seconds that it was on the ground. And then Josh Allen very alertly picks it up right out of the middle of the pile and just powers his way over the top of the pile.
And I couldn't tell which Cowboys defender it was. It looked like Christian Covington maybe.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that the ball was basically just to his left. Allen, to your point, Danny, alertly looks down, plucks it off the turf, and lunges ahead for a huge first down. We've reached the 2-minute warning here at AT&T Stadium. tied 7-7, but Buffalo with the football and threatening. More action from the field up next. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
If my nose was stuffy right now, you wouldn't even be hearing this. It's hard to talk on the air when you can't breathe. Bad for business. Is your stuffy nose keeping you from taking care of your business? Don't wait for a pill to kick in. No one has that kind of time. Get Vicks Sinex Nasal Spray. Sinex provides fast relief that lasts for 12 hours. That's right, Sinex works in seconds to relieve your stuffy nose and sinus pressure so you can breathe. Why suffer when you don't have to? Breathe freely fast with Vicks Sinex. Use as directed.
The NFL presents the crown jewel of its 100th season. Join Chris Collinsworth.
100 unbelievable players.
Bill Belichick.
As tough a football player as it was.
And Rich Eisen.
The best of the best.
For a six-part series revealing the NFL 100 all-time team. It's the 100 greatest players in the history of the NFL.
He's got to be on that board. He's got to be.
The NFL 100 all-time team. Friday at 8, only on NFL Network.
You'll never find another like me.
With the Capital One Saver Card, you earn 4% cash back on dining and entertainment. That's 4% cash back on milkshakes with extra whipped cream. And 4% to get extra loud at the show. The Capital One Saver Card. Earn 4% on dining and 4% on entertainment. What's in your wallet?
Hey guys, it's Taylor. You can buy my new album, Lover, at TaylorSwift.com.
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
You know, sometimes in this game, it's just the lucky bounce of the football. And, of course, it doesn't hurt if your quarterback is 6'5 and 240 pounds.
That's for sure. Boy, what a freakish kind of a play.
Bills went for it on third and one. Allen bobbling the snap. It laid on the turf, which seemed like forever. But Allen looking down amidst the massive bodies, reached down in heavy traffic, plucked it out of those bodies, and then lunged forward for what right now is a huge first down. So first and 10, 2 minutes left here in the first half, tied 7-7. Buffalo with the football, and at the Dallas 28-yard line. Ball spotted between the hash marks. Cowboys showing blitz. Allen on the inside handoff. They run the reverse. They've got a receiver wide open. That's Singletary out of the backfield, catching at the 5, and trots in completely untouched for a Buffalo touchdown. What a play call. Inside handoff. They run the reverse.
Well,
and I believe it was Smokey Brown, the receiver, who threw the touchdown pass.
Yeah, it's the play call, but it's also the execution.
Yep.
What a great job by Singletary, sneaking out the backside and not letting anybody see him. That's the key to that play, is there was not a single Cowboy defender that saw Singletary sneaking out the backside of the play.
Well, and what they caught the Cowboys right there, Danny, it's like that screen as the point after from Hauschka is up and no good. But knowing the Cowboys had given up that first down, you could see the Cowboys were gumming with an aggressive blitz package. And so the play call was not only well executed, but perfectly timed,
because
the Dallas defenders ran past everybody.
Yeah, your timing is everything. You're right. The only person back there that could have seen him was a free safety. And he was completely caught up in the play. It was running off to the left while the receiver, Singletary, was sneaking out to the right. Well, the only good thing about that, running that play when they did, is they leave a minute 52 on the clock, and the Cowboys, with three timeouts, still a chance to not only get back in this, but take the lead before halftime. But the way this game has gone, other than the opening drive, the Cowboys have not been able to put any points on the board against this Bills defense.
Well, and for John Smokey Brown, 5 touchdown receptions on the season, 27 on his career. And as far as I can tell, that is his first NFL touchdown pass.
Well, first one for this year, that's for sure.
Kickoff out of the back of the end zone, and they have certainly taken the air out of the stadium here at AT&T with 1:52 to go in this first half. Cowboys with the last two possessions, both resulting in turnovers, an interception and a fumble.
Well, hopefully they haven't taken the air out of the Cowboys' offense. We saw the defense go out and respond to a quick change. Now let's see if the offense can do it.
Ezekiel Elliott set to the right of Prescott. 10 carries, 56 yards. Shotgun snap to Prescott. Pocket breaks down. Steps up throw. Pass knocked up in the air. And it's going to be intercepted at the 42-yard line. There is a flag down in the backfield. But the pass is picked off by Micah Hyde. Pass was intended for Michael Gallup.
Hands in the face. Defense number 97. 5-yard penalty. Automatic first down.
Well, that is a huge break right there for Dak Prescott and the Cowboys offense.
Well, yeah.
Jordan Phillips whistled for the hand of the face and nullifies the interception by Micah Hyde.
That's Cobb that goes up for the ball. The ball was thrown in a lot of traffic. And that's the danger of throwing a ball in that situation. It gets tipped straight up in the air and intercepted.
Shotgun snap to Prescott. Has time, sets, throws far side. That one batted up in the air by Ezekiel Elliott. But Elliott at least alertly was able to get up, and he swung a hand like a hammer to knock the football out of bounds because closing on it was Levi Wallace. And if Elliott doesn't, yeah, that one turns into a pick six.
Yeah, it's a low throw, and Elliott reaches down about knee level. And when he does, he tips the ball straight up in the air and then alertly again knocks it out of bounds.
And this Dallas offense, which looked terrific in the opening series, all of a sudden misfiring as Cooper able to get to the yard marker for a first down grab at the 40. And a much needed first down here for this Dallas offense, which the last two plus series has looked a little shaky.
Yeah, you get the feeling they need to just settle down and kind of start over again.
1:15 to go here in the first half. Pressure comes, pocket breaks down, and down goes Prescott.
Dak is just completely befuddled right now. He's confused in the pocket. He's going from one receiver to another. He's not sticking with guys, letting them get open. And the Bills pass rush is getting to him.
Well, they're getting there with typically four, maybe five. 9-yard loss there. Sets, throws here near sideline in front of that Bills bench to Gallup, who makes the catch. It'll be 11, but that will set up a long down here. Levi Wallace had the coverage, 3rd and 8.
Yeah, again, the ball's late. And so he can't get out of bounds.
Shotgun snap. Pressure comes. Backside. Scrambling to his right. Sets, throws. And puts it into the belly of Amari Cooper, who stands right there at the boundary. Makes the catch at the Buffalo 45 before stepping out of bounds. 13 yards on the pickup. 25 seconds left. Cowboys have all three timeouts remaining. Buffalo with two.
Cowboys are just, you know, nothing is going by design. They're not in control of this drive. Dak's having to scramble. He's having to make things up in the backfield.
Tavon Austin split out wide to the right now. Elliott empties the backfield for a 5-wide formation. Pressure comes off the edge. Sets and throws to Elliott at the 40. 45. Stumble ahead of the
timeout.
35. Tumbles near the numbers at the 31. Looks like 15 yards on a pickup. And Dallas will burn that first timeout with 17 seconds left in this first half. And Buffalo on top, 13-7.
Well, that was a big play right there. And that's the kind of thing they need to do. This Bills defense, the linebackers are dropping deep. They're trying to prevent any big plays. Just keep dropping that ball off to Zeke and to Tony Pollard, to your playmakers. Cooper, keep it short. Let them, you got three timeouts, so use them. Now they've got two, still got two left with only 17 seconds. So don't be afraid to throw the ball over the middle is all I'm saying. You know, you get in this situation and you think, well, they got to get out of bounds. Well, they don't have to get out of bounds.
You know, the one thing you can't afford to do is take a sack here, though.
Right. Not now. They're at the 31-yard line. This is would be close to a 50-yard kick. Of course, Marr, plenty of leg.
18 seconds, three wide, far side. Prescott with time, sets and throws, and that pass is incomplete. Intended receiver Austin hit immediately by Taron Johnson. So stops the clock with 13 seconds to go.
Good reaction by that Bills defense. Man, those linebackers are flying around, and they got there quickly. By the time Dak checked his primary receiver and came back to Austin, the defense had collapsed on him.
But this has been an impressive pass rush we've seen today from Buffalo. Shotgun snap to Prescott. Steps up, throws to Elliott, completing at the 32. Gets his shoulder squared, turns up field, crossing the 25. They'll mark him out of bounds at the 24 after the 7-yard pitch and catch. Levi Wallace there defending.
Yeah, that's a good play. That gets him now close enough to the goal line where Dak can throw a shot. You know, and doesn't have to throw it into the end zone. They still have timeouts left. So with 8 seconds to go, he can still take a shot, you know, throw it at about the 10-yard line to somebody that can maybe get it in the end zone. This is a great situation for the Cowboys right here.
Ninth play of this drive. Prescott moving Elliott back into the backfield as he sees an extra defender, and now we're going to get a timeout called by Buffalo. So the Bills will have one timeout remaining. 8 seconds left here in this first half. Buffalo leading at 13-7. With that, we'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Compass Media Networks. This is the NFL.
Yes, your rental agreement.
Boy.
Boy, what?
Happy Thanksgiving. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
13-7, Buffalo leading Dallas. Cowboys scored on their opening drive and did so pretty effortlessly as Jason Witten caught the touchdown pass, but on the two previous series to this one for Dallas, two turnovers. They're looking for points here. Empty backfield. Prescott sets, throws, completes it to Jason Witten, who catches at the 18. Makes the catch, falls down, quickly jumps up, calls for the timeout with 4 seconds left, so 7 yards on that reception.
Yeah, but that's not the kind of pass you want to throw in this situation. You want to throw something that has a chance of getting in the end zone.
Right.
And a hook route to Jason Witten is at 5 yards is not going to get you in the end zone. Throw some kind of a seam route to Amari Cooper or to Gallup or one of those guys that has a chance of getting you 6 points. And
well,
that's disappointing. That play call, especially after a timeout, having a chance to think about it and talk about it, not a very good play call in my opinion.
Well, and Buffalo burned a timeout for you, Danny,
right.
And it speaks to some of the conservative play calling that many people felt there was last week. 35-yard attempt here for Maher. Ball spotted on the far side hash. Here's the snap, the hold, the kick on its way. And it is no good. Pushed it wide left. That brings us to the end of the first half. Our score here at AT&T Stadium. The visiting Buffalo Bills playing on Thanksgiving Day for the first time since 1994, leading the Cowboys 13-7. When we come back, Jerry Reckel will rejoin us from the studios with the Geico Halftime Report. He'll take you around the league with the latest scores of the day, plus all the first half stats. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Looking for baseball and softball training for all ages? Time to head to Champions Village, a one-stop shop for young athletes with a 35,000 square foot facility stacked with the newest, most innovative tech like hit tracks and a full infield. And now open, Prime Sports, your new go-to brick and mortar retail and spirit store located on site with training from former pros, STL Athletic Development, and Napudi Sports Enhancement also on campus. Champions Village has everything you need under one roof. Check us out at Champions Village.